arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are tuning in live right here, 89.9 FM WCNO. This is Power Evangel Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast, brought to you by Apostle Ronald Solly. And Apostle Solly will be joining us live very shortly. We're going to give you the upcoming news, events, and what's happening in the ministry at the top of the hour here. We want to encourage you, we do have a youth explosion coming to you today at 7:30 p.m. in West Palm Beach at 1815 Forest Hill Boulevard. We'll be at the New Life Sanctuary right off Forest Hill Boulevard in West Palm Beach. It's free admission. We're going to have food, fun, fellowship, the Word of God. We're going to have some fun skits, some awesome videos, some great preaching by the man of God, Apostle Solly, praying for you to get the fire of God. We're going to have fun worshiping, and it's going to be a Holy Ghost fellowship in time. So all young people, wherever you are, it's summertime. If you're home, if you're listening to the radio show, or maybe you're on Facebook, wherever you are, listen to this broadcast on the internet or live in your car, come tonight, 7:30 p.m. For more information, give us a call, 561-337-9018, and we will be able to give you directions and more upcoming information. And also, don't forget, we have our awesome annual youth camp we go to every year. We'll be going to Shaco Springs, Alabama this year for an awesome time of camp for a whole week, July 3rd through the July 8th in Talladega at the Shaco Springs camp there on 738 awesome acres of fun. It's going to be life-changing paintball fun, worship in the morning and the evening, great fruit, great fellowship, awesome combination. So if you're interested in going to youth camp, sending your child, your teenager, or your youth or young adult, please give us a call or go to our ministry website, which is powerevangelism.net. And we'd love to have you. You can find out registration information and also when we plan to leave on the buses to go down to Shaco Springs, July 3rd to July 8th. It'll be an awesome time. So if you're a young person and is bored, they need something to do, and they just want to grow closer to Jesus or want to be around other Christians, and we're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of sport activities, fun activities as well, and awesome food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, buffet style, a wonderful combination. Please call our ministry line, 561-337-9018, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net. You can shoot us an email or fill out one of those forms on there, and we'll get it, and we'll respond back to you right away. I will give you, or you can call us and if you want to send your young person to youth camp. Awesome. We're excited. And don't forget also, coming up August 18th and 19th, the biggest event in South Florida. It's a free admission and free park. It's going to be at the famous Raymond F. Kravitz Center in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida. Power Evangel presents Two Nights of Miracles with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. He's going to be praying for all those who are sick, all those who need a miracle, all those who just want, who need more of God. You want the fire of God. It's going to be a soul-winning event, so bring those that don't know Jesus. Bring those that are backslidden. Bring those that need the fire of God. Bring those that need deliverance from any bondage. Bring those that are struggling. Bring those that are in wheelchairs, that are in blind eyes, dead ears. Bring the incurable problems and watch the Almighty God, Jesus Christ, do the incredible miracles He always does. We lift up Jesus. He always shows up, and He shows up for His glory. We are excited. August 18th and 19th, don't miss that. So if you're listening right now to 89.9 FM, or if you just tuned in, we come to you every Saturday right here. This is Power Evangel Ministries. Our website is powerevangelism.net. You can type it on Google right there. Also, you can go to Facebook, type in Apostle Ronald Solly on Facebook, like him. Follow him on Twitter at JC Harvest, and also on Instagram. You can follow him, type in his name. You can pop up there, Harvesting Souls for Jesus on the Instagram there. So thank you again for tuning in. This is Piercing Darkness, coming to you every Saturday, the same time, same station, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. We bring you the Word of God. We bring you testimonies, miracles, the power of God unto salvation, what the Bible says. That's why the power of God is demonstrated. So we bring, that's why miracles happen, so people can repent and turn their life to Jesus. And we're excited. Again, we're going to give you the events one more time, then we're going to go back to the, right now, into the studio, but we'll give you the events one more time. Today, don't forget, we have a youth explosion for all young people. Wherever you are in South Florida, it's going to be at 1815 Forest Hill Boulevard. And you can go to Facebook, type Power Ranch, and find it there as well. Or go to our website. Call us, 561-337-908 for information, our prayer line. And also don't forget, July 3rd to the 8th, we have our youth camp we're going to. It's Passion in the Glory Youth Camp. So we want to get you more passionate for God, We want you to experience the glory of God in camp like never before in your life, and that's what's called Passion in the Glory Youth Camp and Retreat 2017 at Chaco Springs in Alabama. We'll be going. We'll be leaving West Palm Beach and going there. So if you want to go, or you want your young person to go, youth, teenager, they're going to high school, college, middle schooler, hey, you want them to go, give us a call or go to Ministry Line. Anybody's welcome to go. It's for anybody, any person that wants to come attend, you go. Register with us, and you can go with us on the bus, and have this wonderful camp. We'll bring you back safe, and go there safe, have a great time, and you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, your awesome young person. Don't forget also, Christmas Center coming up August 18th, 19th, going to be an awesome citywide event. And also, Sunday, we have revival service, 7:30 p.m. in Delray Beach. More information on our website. Again, this is Piercing Darkness. If you need prayer right now, pick up that phone line. Call 561-337-9008. Our prayer partner is standing by wanting to pray for you. So whatever needs you have. We have awesome testimonies you're going to hear today. Apostle Saul is going to preach the Word of God. So again, thank you so much for tuning in to our wonderful broadcast right here on 89.9. This is WCNO. This is Piercing Darkness, brought to you by Power Evangelist Ministries and its host, Apostle Ronald Solly, coming to you. He's been traveling the nation of the world preaching the uncompromising truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, demonstrating with signs and wonders following, because the Bible says, the power of God unto salvation. Young people want to see the power of God. Young people want to see the supernatural, and young people want to see it in action. All people want to see it. So if you need something, call us today. We'll pray for you. We're going to go right now back in the studio. We're going to go to some worship, and then Apostle Solly is going to join us live right here on the station, so don't miss it. God bless you, and enjoy this broadcast.
Going to multiply you. He's going to prosper you, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I bless the Lord, and his praise will continue within my heart. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018. Wherever you may be right now, tuning in, we are coming to you live on 89.9 FM every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Invite your friends to listen to this show, and you're going to be blessed. You're going to hear powerful testimonies of people's lives being changed, transformed, delivered, and healed, and set free by the power of God, because Jesus is on the throne and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we have a website for you can submit your progress. Our website is powerevangelism.net. You can visit our website at any time and submit your progress, and we will pray with you and believe God to move in your life and to set you free, because the Lord is mighty and majestic and powerful, and he answers prayer. And is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want to encourage you to stay tuned. You're going to hear powerful testimonies. You're going to hear testimonies to help build your faith, testimonies to help take you to the next level where you can receive your miracle. Now, before you even go to testimonies, I want to take you to one of our services we recently had in Aiken, where I was ministering and praying for people and God healed them. You can call for prayer, 561-337-9008. The power of God is moving so strongly in this ministry. And it's the Bible. When we hear of God's power, it's the Bible that's being demonstrated. And for the next few minutes, you're going to see the Bible come alive, you know, because Jesus is the same yesterday and forever, and he's never failed to be God. But when you hear these powerful clips, they're going to show you how to believe God for the impossible. Because God is on the throne, and he's able to do exceedingly beyond our imaginations. So enjoy this clip from one of our service. Call for prayer, 561-337-9008.
Come on. I went to the enemy's camp. Come on. Come here.
Took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he It's under my feet. 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 Satan's head is under my feet. Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Yes, I took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 He's under my feet.
Prophesy!
He's under my feet.
Woman, he's under my feet. He's under my feet.
Hallelujah. Now lift hands up heaven. So all of you have arthritis. All of you have arthritis. You ready for bone miracles? That's the word I had was bone miracles. Let me show something here about bone miracles. When you receive a miracle of your on your bones, it manifests as you release your faith. Like God pinpointed the brother there and he told me to go where he was. And I picked him out of the chair and brought him over here and released it over him. As soon as I released over him, he told me to have him move his hands. As he began to move his hands, the glory hit. Amen? So now I'm going to come and anoint all of you right there. Once I anoint you with oil, begin to move your body and do what you could not do before. What you're going to do is now you're going to release that anointing over your bones. You ready? Leave your hands up. Ushers, get ready. Just keep your hands up. I'm coming now to lay hands on you. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. That's the glory
well,
of God.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Yep,
Jesus.
I took back what he stole
Jesus.
From me. Went to the enemy's
Jesus,
camp.
Watch, 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 watch. Born a miracle. Watch. Watch gently. Stay with
her.
Born a miracle. Watch.
Under my feet.
Watch.
Under my feet.
Born a miracle.
Under my feet. It's under my feet.
Born miracle. Come ready, come ready.
I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me.
Born miracle.
What he stole from me.
Born miracle. Miracle in the bones. Father speaking now. Create miracles. Watch. Born miracle. Father give you praise. Father give you praise. Father give you praise.
It's under my feet.
Father, give you praise.
It's under my
watch.
Feet. Satan is under my feet. Oh, and I went to the
watch,
enemy
watch, watch.
Camp. And I took back what he stole from me.
Jesus.
Took back what
watch.
He stole from me. Yes,
Jesus.
I took back what
born
he stole
miracle.
From me. Went to the enemy.
You're a warrior for the Lord.
And
born
I
miracle.
Took back
nothing
what
will stop you.
Me.
You will not be crippled. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. That's a live clip from the service, Miracle Crusade that I had in Aiken, where God was doing miracles, people getting born miracles, everything happening to the glory of God. What I mean by born miracles, pain in the bones, living, fractures being healed, God restoring people. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. We experience miracles in our crusades because the glory of God is present. When God's glory is present, the heavens open and things happen. To the glory of God, and nothing is impossible when you believe. Jesus is the healer, is the deliverer, and is the one who sets the captives free. And nothing is impossible with the Lord when we believe. The best is yet to come. Visit our website, pyevangelism.net, and I'll be back to you after this message.
Jesus.
tuning into Piercing Darkness Show, and this is Apostle Sally. I want to thank God for this day He has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to hear testimonies of the power of God and what God is doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible without God when we believe Jesus is Lord and is on the throne. He still does miracles today and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the Bible said. You see, when we see the ministry of Jesus Christ while he was on earth, went about healing the sick, raising the dead, and casting out devils. The miracles of the ministry of Jesus are so phenomenal and authentic that even after today we still talk about them, because that's what God does. What God does stands for itself. It's profound. And I know I want to encourage all of you that are going through hard times, be encouraged. The Lord is on the throne, and He's the reason why we're here. And He's the same yesterday, and He's the same today, and He's the same forever. Those of you joining us on Periscope or on Facebook, you can share this broadcast with your friends so they can get blessed too, you know. Nothing is impossible. Just share this button. Go to the share button and share it. If you're hearing me on the radio, we come to you every Saturday at this time, 1 o'clock, bring you the power of God. And all these testimonies you're going to hear are to help build your faith and encourage you. The scripture I want to give you to read is Luke chapter 10, verse 19, that says, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. So just remember to be encouraged that God has given you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions. Let's hear this testimony.
Find her. Find Raquel. Bring her right here. She lost a lot of hair and God caused it to grow. Find her quickly. Well, they bring her here. Listen to this. Most people don't know how to receive a miracle. Come here. Come here. Come here. This woman you see here had a dream when her hair was falling off. What happened?
I had a dream that I saw my hair was cut, and in a period of 3 weeks after that dream, all my hair fell off to the point where it was about this short. And I was so devastated, I went to Apostle, and he told me, he said, believe, I'm going to pray for you, and God's going to restore your hair. And the Lord did it for me.
Let's see what God did for you. While she's showing you what God did for her, can you believe to get to something? God bless you. That is supernatural hair. Come back, come back, come back. That is supernatural. That's a supernatural. That's not, I didn't do it. Jesus did it. That's supernatural. Shout hallelujah. How many of you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Receive.
561-337-9018 is the prayer line. You can call to receive your prayer, to receive your encouragement. Remember, Jesus does miracles. The testimony you just heard is of a young lady that was losing her hair in a very aggressive way. But when she came, the Lord turned it around and it grew longer. Nothing is impossible when we believe. I believe a lot of sisters there want their hair to grow. It's possible for God to do it for you. Just when you believe, the Lord will do it. 561-337-918 is the prayer line to call.
In South Carolina, Apostle was praying for people's credit, and I was in the back when he was saying it, and I was like, I believe and I receive it. And I checked my credit report when we was leaving Anderson on the way back home in the car, and I checked and my credit report had went up. So I was like in the green again compared to being low credit. It had went up by a lot of points, so I give God praise for that.
Amen. Supernatural credit increase. God wants to move in every area of your life. Some of you have really bad credit. God can help you fix it. This happens when you're in the glory. Come in the atmosphere where God is moving. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you want God to do, believe and take the limits off. Jesus does these miracles. You can have a testimony. And give God glory for those testimonies. We're going to hear another testimony here. 561-337-9 on 8 or go to our website, pyvangelism.net, to submit your prayer request. God can do all things when we believe. The
Apostle
best.
Sally, they ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing. Three times they ran those tests and they asked me if I brought the correct child with me. Praise God. My son started football for the first time. God is good. He's going to give you the message that he learned and that he tells everybody that he sees.
I believed and I received.
He believed and he received. Amen.
I'll make this as short as I can. My wife came home and saw a commercial or a billboard, I don't remember, but she saw something for Apostle Sally and said, this is what you need to go to. I had back surgery 2 years ago. And unfortunately, when they opened up my back, my disc was in pieces and it was in my nerve root. They had to hook my nerve and move it. I've had pain from my back to my ankle ever since that day, and I've had 2 surgeries after that. 2 months ago, well, February 9th was my last surgery. I was probably 8 weeks post-op when I went and saw the man of God. Prayed over me. I hit the floor, woke up, and I have not had a single nerve pain in my leg. I am on no more pain meds, no nerve meds, no nothing. Yeah. Just remember, if you believe, you will receive.
God bless you, brother. Bless you.
If you believe, you will receive. That's what the Word of God says. If you believe, you will receive. Those are powerful testimonies. This man doesn't need to take no more pain meds, no whatever. I didn't tell him to stop taking it. You know, after God healed him, the doctor, so there's no need for this anymore. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not a work of a man. You know, there is a way God moves. It's unexplainable, but it happens. I've seen the Lord do creative miracles, put body parts back in people, messed up organs restored. I never know when God's going to do the things. I just make myself available. And I can't explain this to you. I remember a situation in Africa where they took out an organ in this young woman. And after she attended a service, the Lord gave a creative miracle. Another one was put over there. And when she went back to the doctors to check, the doctor asked her, who put this one there? And she said, I don't know. I just went to prayer meeting and the man of God prayed for me. So this man's disc, how do you explain that? That is supernatural. These things happened when Jesus was on earth here, when he gave thanks to God and the food multiplied, when he spit on the ground and took that spit and put on the blind eyes and the eyes were opened. That's a creative miracle. That's the same Jesus we serve today that can restore and heal. There was a young lady that was born with a disability. She was missing a rib in my crusade, and I prayed for her, and the Lord put another rib there. Creative miracle. So, no limits. We don't put any limits on God. We trust him. 561-337-908, call for prayer.
Student loan institution that I pay my bills to, thinking that they're asking me for more money, you know, hey, you behind, pay your money now, we're gonna take your stuff, you know. So it was a pretty scary moment. But when I open up the email, to my surprising, it says congratulations. And yeah, congratulations, big bold letters, congratulations. And I'm like, congratulations. So I kept reading, and it says, yep, your student loans is paid off. You no longer have to pay us. Thank you for your payments. And I'm just in amaze. And it wasn't $5 or $10,000. It was just over $37,000 that got us wiped off, amen?
To God be the glory, student loan wiped off supernaturally in a bill cancellation service, supernatural bill pay. God does something for this young man, takes him out of debt in with the student loan. Isn't that amazing? Everybody wants that kind of testimony. You believe, you will receive it. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible. Now, here's a testimony of a woman. She lost her voice. And you're going to hear when I interview her, you can't hear what she's saying. You just hear the whisper because there's no vocals. In a crusade, no vocals. So somebody invites her, volunteers at this place, and sees her and invites her to come to the crusade where I'm preaching in Anderson. And she shows up in the service, walks forward, and I call her vocals back, and the Lord restored it instantly. And you're going to hear this testimony. And remember, all the glory and praise belongs to Jesus. This is not a work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit.
561-337-9018. Open your floodgates of heaven. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Open the floodgates.
I need another bottle of water.
Let your fire fall.
Let your fire fall.
Let your fire fall.
Let your fire fall.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let your fire fall.
Listen to this. She has lost her voice for how many years has it been? 3 years. So her voice, you can't hear what she says. And not only that, she also I have a problem with the digestion. God's going to fix it supernaturally. What's your name?
Valerie.
Valerie.
Valerie. Yes.
Valerie. Father, I pray for Valerie. A creative miracle, Lord, on her vocals. The devil is a liar trying to steal her vocals. Do a miracle right now. Restore her vocals instantly. In the name of Jesus. This business of coming and going and coming and going. Stop. You're going to have your voice back. And I command your digestion to be fixed supernaturally. Drink. Point of contact. You say, why do you give them water? Because, you know, water stands for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so I pray over it and give it to them. It's biblical. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Rain. Let it rain.
Let it rain. Let it rain. And open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Let it rain, Jesus.
Let it rain,
Lord. Yeah.
And open the floodgates of heaven.
Let your fire fall.
And open the floodgates of heaven. Let your fire fall.
Your fall.
And open the floodgates.
One more time, declare.
Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Open the floodgates.
Jesus' name.
Let the fire fall.
Listen to this. Call him.
Jesus.
Let
rain. Let it rain.
Amen. You had a voice. Jesus. She called him loud and clear and sweet. That is a vocal restored. A request is submitted to the Father in heaven. And God issued a clear and in the name of Jesus, and the angel delivered it. Supernaturally, you think, you, how do you explain that? It's unexplainable. We are God's children. We have access to the things. God gave us the right to the things. Why would you sit back and suffer? This woman, if she didn't step out of her comfort zone to come to the crusade, she'd be not having a voice. But she came out of the religious doubt and belief and came to the crusade and said, I need my miracle. And she came in a service and God gave her the miracle, gave her voice back. It is the Lord that does those miracles. Nothing is impossible when you believe. As you surrender and trust God to do a miracle in your life, He's going to do it even on this broadcast. I know some of you are going to get touched because your faith is being released. And there is no distance in the spirit. Before I begin to share the word, I just want to remind you that we have a citywide crusade. It's going to be held at the Kravis Center, August 18th and the 19th at 7 p.m. Free admission, free parking. I want to invite all of you. You can bring your entire congregation. You can also bring a bus. You can bring a church bus. You can bring a school bus. You can bring a city bus, whatever. So I know people are going to be coming in from Aiken, from Minnesota. They're going to be coming in from Dallas, from Boston, from different. It's people coming from everywhere. We're fasting and praying for this crusade, and the glory of God is going to be there, and miracles are going to be happening in every section, to the glory of God. Nothing is impossible when you believe. The Bible says, call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Go to our website and get more information about it. If you listen to this show in the Bahamas or somewhere you want to get hotels, we're going to have the hotel information on our website where you can get the hotels and sign up and come get blessed. God is a good God. 561-337-9018. Call for prayer. We're going to hear another testimony.
I'm not done. Who else has a testimony? Just because we had three, we can get five testimonies because God has been doing mighty things. Keep coming. God bless you.
I want to give God praise because I used to have a lot of problems with my iron. Ever since I can remember, my iron was low. And then in one of the service apostles, had a word of knowledge for it, and I said, I know this word is for a lot of people in here, but I believe it and I receive it. And then the next time I checked my iron, it was normal. So I give God praise for that.
Wonderful Jesus.
You see, that's a creative miracle where the Lord moves and takes care of the iron condition and gives a supernatural provision. The Lord is the one who does those powerful miracles. We ought to give Him praise and the glory. Because He deserves all the praise and He deserves all the glory. It's not all of a man, but all of the Holy Spirit. Another testimony to the glory of
Vinny.
My testimony is I was pregnant and I was past due, like I was 41 pregnant. And the baby didn't come yet. And then when I went to the doctor, they said that they're going to have to do induced labor. And then the same day, I also called, and then he said, they said to Pastor Brennan, you know, let me talk to your wife. Today is the day for the baby to come. And then he prayed for me. When he prayed for me, after 10 minutes, he finished praying for me. I lay down, and I started having contraction, and I had the baby.
Let us see the baby.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Baby past due came forth after a prophetic declaration. No need to extend the stay in a womb. Time to come out, come out. And that's what God does when we believe. I want to share word of God with you today. Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is the evidence and substance of things hoped for. We understand the evidence of things not seen. So we know that if faith is released, God will speak and God will move. So the word of God comes into our spirit. When God speaks, we receive the word. After we receive the word, we believe. When we believe, our faith is released. And then now we can operate above gravity or limitation. But you see, what happens when a human being or believers doubt, then they begin to sink. It happened to Peter. The Lord told him to come forth, and he got out of the boat, began to walk on water. And when he looked and saw the waves, he began to sink. And he cried out to Jesus. He didn't cry out and say, "Ghost." And the Lord picked him up again, and they walked back to the boat. So, doubt comes to distract you. Today I want to focus on removing distractions out of your life. There are many ways the enemy can distract you to break your focus. Why? Because the thief. I want to give you a very great teaching this afternoon on identifying distractions and dealing with them in your life so you can be free. We hear the word of God in our spirit. Because God speaks his word to us, but we hear it in the spirit. So you have to free your spirit from negativity. Get negative people out of your life. You know? Get negative people out of your life. Because if you have negative people in your life, they will distract you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So how are you going to operate in the realm when you negativity in your soul? Because they feed you negativity. And that corrupts your soul to the extent that now your perception about God is mesmerized. You see, negativity is a stream. You don't need that. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of life. So who's around you? Is it a river of life that is streams of life? Is it streams of life flowing out of the people around you? Now, I'm not saying they should only be around people that are believers. Because you work with non-believers. Some of them, they're your family, their friends. And they're around you. But they don't have the streams of life. So you can open up your heart to people that don't have streams of life because they're going to defile you. So when you're around those kind of people, you're supposed to show them Christ, reach out to them, the gospel, and witness them about God. But you can't open up your heart to let their contaminated stream come into your life. Negativity. About the things of God, about the nature of God, about the power of God. You need that out of your life. That's the most important thing. Once you take negatives out of your life, then it's going to be easy for you to access the faith realm. Now, God is a good God. He's a loving God, and nothing is impossible with him. The Bible says, "For by it elders obtained a good report." Now, you're perceiving in your heart that God is going to give you a praise report. But you have to maintain the faith. Now, if you have negativity around you, you can't maintain the faith. It's going to be tough for you to maintain it. It's impossible to please God without faith. You can't please God if you don't have faith. You don't have faith to please Him. So faith is a realm we can walk in and also relate to our God from the realm of faith. Because then He's pleased, so it means a lot of Christians and believers can choose to live outside the realm of faith. And that's what causes the problems. Because once you live in the realm of prediction, in the realm of assumption, in the realm of trying to figure things out, in the realm of your understanding, then you begin to limit yourself. So let's talk about the perception, because you have to perceive God's word in your heart that it has integrity. And when God says something, He means it. But you have to believe in your heart that He means it. You know, I was teaching Bible study the other day, and I shared something about God has intentions for His word. So once you know the intent of why He said something, then you will not question yourself why you should believe. Because God is plan, according to Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, for none of the thoughts to think at what you say, the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. So He wants to bless you, and He wants to give you an expected end. So if He's going to give you an expected end, you have to believe His word and trust Him. So when you step into the realm of His glory, into the realm of His presence, and release your faith, God's going to move. So if He says a word like, by His stripes you are healed, His intention is for you to be healed. That's His intention, is for you to be healed. His intention is for you to be delivered. His intention for you to be set free. That's why He speaks that. But you have to know that if you're going to receive your deliverance, you have to surrender to that intention. And that's where the comfort zone becomes your enemy. Because if you accept your bondage, then you don't want to accept His freedom. Now, yielding to the Holy Spirit is an act of faith. For as many as led up by the Spirit of God, you have to be led by the Spirit of God. That, you know, you're His children when you're led by the Spirit. Now, if you call unto Him, He says, call unto Me and I'll answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The intention of God is to free you from bondage and also that you may worship Him in spirit and truth. But God has given you your life. When you give your life to Him by accepting Jesus in your heart, now He has access to come into your life and fight against all those devils out there that are trying to torment you and to harass you. When we lift up Jesus, we are lifting up that intention that the Father has for us, which is fellowship. That's what the Bible says. If we lift up Jesus, He's going to draw men unto Himself. The Lord says, if I'm lifted up, I'm going to draw men unto Me. So in your life, is Christ being glorified? Is He being lifted up? So when He begins to bless you and to prosper you and begin to bring the prophetic words you've spoken over your life to come to pass, He must get the glory. So once He gets the glory, people are going to see what God is doing in your life and they're going to give their life to Jesus. That becomes a testimony. That's what the Bible said. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That's where it brings the balance. And then brings a deliverance. So when you begin to doubt, you're activating a daddy stream. And out of your belly shall flow the streams of life, you know. So the streams that are flowing out of you to touch people must be that of God. So you don't activate negativity. And that's why it's important for you to surround yourself with people of faith that believe. And when you're going to share your problems with people that don't believe, they're going to put fear in you and give you other options that are going to be very destructive. God is waiting upon you to call up unto him to deliver you. So when you reach out to God in faith, in prayer, he will deliver you. We must lift up Jesus every day. His praise must continue in our heart, in our mouth, every day. Profess his word, speak it, meditate on it. Lift up Jesus. Raise the banner. You know, I was studying the ministry of Jesus the other day, and I was looking at how he operated. He watched what his father do. He did. That's number two. He was focused on the kingdom. Nothing distracted him. And it was about his father's business. He was not distracted. He was about his father's business. So that is guaranteed victory. So we, as God's children, we have to hit the darkness. You see, darkness is not a safety zone. Start living your life knowing that God is watching you every step of the way. So stop looking for some kind of, you know, dark spot to hide so you can be bad. No, bad ain't going to do nothing to you. You need God. So he's watching over you. So nothing surprises him. There's some things God has allowed you to go through right now to show you his power and to demonstrate his power and victory. But you still have to stay connected in fellowship with him to see the victory. How was Jesus able to stand on the water and walk on water? Because it was in the glory. It is supernatural. That's not physical. That is supernatural. He walked on water. It was really bad. And those in the boat were scared. They were in bad trouble. But he was walking. Comfortable. That is the glory realm. When you're in the presence of God, you can't be deterred. So that's why the enemy wants to activate the flesh and push you off the cliff. But the Lord is sustaining you by spirit. So where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. How do you know that the atmosphere you're in is messed up? This is when you're confused. God's not the author of confusion. Number two, when there is negativity. The people that bring gossip to you and negative stuff to you, you need to deny them the audience. What I mean by that is negative reports are always going to come. But just like Joshua said, choose you this day, we shall serve, but as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. I know God answers prayer. So directing your focus to the Lord in battle means victory. So don't worry about the skirmish and the battles you're encountering right now. If Jesus is your focus, know the outcome is going to be good. But once you take your focus off the Lord, then it's going to be bad. All things work together for the good of those that love him and according to his purpose. So the Lord, in his mercy, he says he prepares the table for you in the presence of your enemies. So you're not going to look at the enemies. No, look at the Lord. And when he prepares the table, once you sit on the table, the enemy is going to see it. And you're going to say, look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. So the Lord shall prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, not you to prepare the table. So stop trying to prepare the table for yourself. Let the Lord prepare it. What are you going to be doing while the Lord's preparing it? Witness. Praise him. Talk about Jesus. Witness. Praise him. Talk about Jesus. Lift him up. Pray. So while you're doing this, the Lord is preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So when they plan evil, God is planning good. What shall stand? The good of the Lord. So stay within the wall, Still within faith. He that breaketh the hedge, the serpent shall bite him. He that diggeth the pit shall fall into it. So stay in the will of God. Stay in the zone of faith. If people walk out of your life, if people fail to keep their promises, if people abandon you, reject you, that doesn't mean God has rejected you. God is still there. And he says, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Stop carrying the enemy's report. Stop carrying the enemy's accusations and blackmail and slanders of the wicked. You need the glory. You need the atmosphere. Carry the cross and follow Jesus. That's the price you have to pay. Just carry the cross. You can't be a follower of Jesus unless you carry the cross. What do I mean by that? The testimony. You can't be afraid to talk about his greatness, about who he is. We can't deny him because we're around our cool friends and we're afraid to talk about Jesus. No, we have to be ready to manifest him. You think about this. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. And I don't want that to happen. So, I profess his name. And my encouragement to all the preachers out of there, believers, saints, this is the time to lift up Jesus. And we can't be afraid to lift him up. Why? Because he is the name that's above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and at the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess that Jesus. When you go to the store to buy music, make sure you buy music that glorifies Jesus, not just music. It has to glorify the Lord. It has to be something that talks about him, the beauty of his holiness, how wonderful he is. Let your life bring glory to Jesus. That's how you're going to keep the faith. The last thing I want to say, when the Lord says, when I return, shall I find faith on earth? So Jesus is coming back soon. But when he returns, he's going to find faith on earth. So you have to keep the faith. To keep the faith, maintain fellowship, pray, read the word, and remove negativity out of your life. And don't you ever doubt God ever again, because God is true to his word. The afflictions of a righteous man are many, but God delivers them through all. The battles you're facing are temporary. No condition is permanent. Victory is guaranteed. Just look to Jesus and trust him. And the last thing I want to say before I begin to pray is get the offense out of your heart. Let that offense go. Don't entertain it, because it's contagious. It's like you're allowing the enemy to have access to you. Let the offense go. In Jesus' name, I want you to keep the faith. And when I come back next week, I'm going to continue to teach on this and give you more in-depth study on this, because we have to develop our faith in God and trust him to lead us to victory. The battle is the Lord's and victory is yours. Trust God to lead you to victory in the mighty name of Jesus. For those of you joining us on Periscope and Facebook, go to our website to submit your request. And if you're hearing me on the radio right now, you can also call our prayer line 561-337-9018. I want to give you an invitation to receive Jesus in your heart. If you don't know Jesus, say these words after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I confess my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. Now, if you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again. Read your Bible, pray, and encourage you to go to Bible Believing Church, and then really get to develop the word, get in your soul, get to develop your soul with the word of God, where the word is taught, where they preach the blood of Jesus, and they don't deny, you know, the return of Jesus, because the rapture is going to happen and Jesus is coming back soon. I don't believe in any teaching that says there's no rapture. No, Jesus is coming back for the church. And I would encourage you to grow in faith and trust him. Now, I'm going to pray for the sick. If you're sick, touch where you feel the pain, and God's going to move in your life. Father, thank you for the listeners and those that are watching me on Facebook and Periscope. Those that are sick, heal them. Those that are discouraged, encourage them. Those that are going through hardships, help them come out of those bandages. We break the curse of infirmity and disease and pray that by the stripes of Jesus, your children shall be healed and set free from the curse of infirmity. in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless you as you release your faith and begin to put your faith into action. They brought a child last Sunday in Derry Beach as I was ministering. Autistic child, could not even talk. And the mother wanted to leave the service because the child was rowdy. I said, no, let the child stay. So at the end of the service, I told the workers to bring the child to me. I prayed for the child, rebuked the autism, and now the child talks, began to say words, and the healing is progressing, and God is restoring the child. And that's the God we serve. 561-337-918. Before I go, I want to remind you that you can watch us on TV every Sunday at 5 o'clock on channel 1361. And those of you who have Comcast, you can watch us on HD 436. And if you have Hotwire cable, you can watch us on channel 12. And we come on this station every Saturday at 1 o'clock. So tune in every Saturday to join this broadcast. And join us for service tomorrow. Go to our website for more information. And don't forget, nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. And I'll be back next week to bring you more exciting programming. 561-337-908 or our website is pyevangelism.net. God bless you.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you